You're listening to WISR 680 AM, where it's 7 degrees, feels more like minus 12.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us for this half hour. Now, let's talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Tracy Morgan. So nice to have you. Yes, another year, so here we go. All right, so this is our half hour that we take a break from the music and we sit and chat for 30 minutes. And today we're going to talk about acupuncture. What is it? How does it work? All the good questions. We're going to go through the whole thing. Faye Gibson is with us, and we'll welcome him into the program in just a moment. He's from Wellsprings Community Acupuncture in downtown Butler. Now, the same ways that we were telling you a while ago on how you could listen still apply. So, if you have your Alexa-powered device, you can just say, Alexa, play WISR 680 AM, and we'll pop up there for you. You have us on your smartphone, so it's a free download, free app for you. Just get into the Play Store. If you have us online, great, WISR680.com. And then, of course, you have us on the radio. Now, if you have to leave us today, it's okay, because if you want to listen to this program in its entirety, it will be the podcast of the day. Back online you go. So once you're online, you pick programs, it'll drop you down to Let's Talk, and then you would look for Wellspring Community Acupuncture, and that's where you're going to find this podcast of the day with Faye Gibson. All right, so let's get to it. It's all about acupuncture today. Faye is with us. The office is at 318 East Jefferson Street. You can always look online. This is a big, long one, but here we go. Ready? WellspringCommunityAcupuncture.com. Faye, welcome to the program.
You did my job for me there. I was going to tell them all that.
So what are you going to talk
yeah,
about,
Yeah, jeez.
Well, welcome. I do appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm not sure if folks understand that this business, in a sense, has been around for a while, because you kind of took this over from your mom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I was going to tell you a little bit about that. We've been in Butler since 2008. And it used to be called Simple Balance, and we're in the same location, but my mom's kind of retiring, and she handed the business over to me, and so I rebranded it as Wellspring Community Acupuncture.
So you're ahead of this, and you're taking over
the
work.
It's a one-man show.
So, yeah, I know. That's tough enough, right? So tell me how you got interested in acupuncture in the first place.
Absolutely. So it was kind of by way of my mom, and she had a rotator cuff injury. Let's say in the mid-90s, and she decided to have it, to take care of it non-surgically. And a friend of the family worked over in Seeley Noble as an acupuncturist, and she got her series of treatments, and voila, she felt so much better, and she was like, wow, this is really cool. Being an avid reader and a librarian, she read all about acupuncture, and she just couldn't get enough of it. So she ended up, after she retired, going to acupuncture school.
Oh, okay.
So, but in the late 90s, I actually tore my MCL in my knee. And I got physical therapy and acupuncture, and I healed in 5 weeks as opposed to the 8 or 9 weeks.
With the acupuncture. So what's the typical recovery time for that?
Eight to 9 weeks.
Wow.
For
okay.
a tear like that. And I didn't have any surgery either. And I was back playing basketball again in 5 weeks. So we were like, wow, this is great. So throughout growing up in my late teens, early 20s, I would incorporate acupuncture into my care regimen. As with my mother, and then she went to school for it, and then I had an acupuncturist in the family.
So there you go. So it just kind of went along. So when you say you incorporated it into your life, is acupuncture something that you should keep up on? And again, I'm just throwing out dates, you would know, but let's say like every 3 months I go just to keep up my health. Or do you go typically, does a patient come typically to you whenever they have an issue to take care of?
It depends on if the issue is acute, meaning it just happened relatively recently, or chronic, meaning it's been bothering you for many, many years. Or if you're the type of person that really loves preventative medicine to help keep your body in optimal health. So, for instance, I'll have people in that situation come to me like every season, the change of the season, you know, maybe 4 times a year, just to keep themselves going, keep healthy. Then I'll have people who have a chronic problem. They'll come to see me for a certain amount of time, let's say
treatments or sessions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 6 to 10. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they're feeling better. Maybe they do end up coming to see me once a month or once every 3 months. And then when something's acute, sometimes people will come and see me once to twice a week for their allotted sessions, get rid of the problem, and maybe I never see them again. You know? So it really depends on what type of role you'd like acupuncture to play in your life as a patient.
I know we can get deep into all the different situations. I'm going to ask you generically the situations that you treat, but let me ask this first. So if somebody's going to come just for a routine maintenance program, mm-hmm. if you will, if mm-hmm. that's the best way to put it, are you doing the whole body? Because, and that's what I'm going to ask you, how do you do your job? But
sure.
So let me just ask that first. Do you take care of the whole body with all the needles in the body?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay. So it depends on what's going on with you, Tracy. If you came in to see me, you might be suffering with a problem that another person has the same thing going on, but I might approach it in a totally different way, simply because you're two different people. Okay. So yes, we have protocols. We have certain things that if we're looking at a pattern that may be similar, but you tweak it depending on the individual. So there may be points around the area that's bothering you. But there also may be points that are distal, meaning away from that area. So toward the arm, the wrist, the hand, or toward the leg, the ankle, the foot. Those points tend to be more potent, interestingly enough, and they can treat an assortment of things going on in the body.
So acupuncture points, you know them.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like when I look at pictures, so I'm mm-hmm. glad you're here to help me out with this. When I look at pictures, there seems to be a heck of a lot more needles that you use than acupuncture points. Are there that many acupuncture points in the body?
There are a ton. There are like 300 and some. However, you're not going to needle all of those at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. In acupuncture, usually less is more. So we're going to pick the few potent points that you need for that particular day and use those. Okay. So I try to use 10 or less. But sometimes, you know, the situation calls for a few more than that. You know,
okay.
Depends on what's going on.
All right. So then help me explain or help you explain, help me understand mm-hmm. what it is that people are coming to you for. Let's say they have
some sure.
problems.
Okay.
You know? I know headaches are my issue. So I know that's one thing that you take care of, but what falls underneath your realm of care?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned headaches. I have a lot of people that come in for headaches, migraines, and they could be from an injury or hormonal situations going on. And we take care of that. Generally, we'll have people that come in for musculoskeletal things. So, for instance, muscle soreness, sprains, strains, tears, joint trouble issues, arthritis, things like that. So it's great for pain. It's great to decrease inflammation. Okay, that's like kind of the number one thing that acupuncture is great for.
The
inflammation. And everything comes from inflammation. You name it.
Well, and how do you know where the inflammation is coming from, or is that not what your job is? Your job is just to reduce it, right?
Oh, I do know from
you do know
whatever's happening with the person. So I do a full diagnostic workup, you know, and certainly I take into account what the person's PCP has discovered and
sure.
their diagnosis mm-hmm. as well. But I diagnose them in Chinese medicine realm, so it's a little bit different. Well, it's a lot different than Western medicine. So I do the intake, I do a full health history, I do a physical exam, and I determine what's going on in terms of Chinese medicine. Okay, through that lens.
And that could be a whole show in itself.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got more.
I know. We got so much. And folks, if you're just joining us, Faye Gibson is here. He's with the Wellness Community Acupuncture Office. I mean, he owns it and he leads this. He's at 318 East Jefferson Street in downtown Butler. It's wellspringcommunityacupuncture.com online if you want to check this out. But do explain how you do find these acupuncture points for the many things that you do treat.
Sure. Well, I also wanted to mention, too, that it's not just pain, you know, muscles, joints. We're talking internal stuff. I mean, we got insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, carpal tunnel syndrome, colitis. We can do depression. So we can go, you know, anxiety, mental, emotional things. And the number one thing that people come in with is stress.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking stress from work, stress from life, stress from everything. People will think, oh, please, I don't have any stress. You would be surprised what can cause stress. And so what that does is it kicks up your body into a state of panic, really, and it's releasing all these different hormones and creating all these different signals for your body and putting you into just kind of a panic mode, terror mode. And so acupuncture is able to kind of calm those receptors down, calm
and
your body down.
And how does it? Okay, so you have mm-hmm. the needles and you mm-hmm. find the acupuncture points. You're sticking these needles in. What's happening to our body internally as you're saying you're, what, interrupting the receptors or settling them down?
So what I like to tell people is that I'm trying not to use too complicated jargon, but when I insert the needle into the skin, the needle's approaching what's called a neurovascular complex. So nerves and blood vessels are tightly joined in those areas. When I insert the needle, it allows the nerves and the blood vessels to communicate better, more fully with each other, and sends those signals throughout the body to where the healing needs to occur. I know that sounds a little bit odd, but I mean, it's been going on for thousands of years, and it does work. So the acupuncture utilizes these pathways to increase body system communication and function and to optimize health. So that's as simply as I can put it. The Chinese call that thing that's going on qi. It's your body's energy. It's kind of what makes you you and what makes you move around. And in Western medicine, again, it's nerve conduction, it's blood vessel communication. So, you know, the blood contains so many of these hormones and communication methods, and it sends them throughout the body to make things function the way they need to function. It sends signals. It's all about basically email. your body's email system.
Text me. And yeah. Get this done.
It's like your spleen's texting your liver. You know, things are going on in there. These guys need to talk better. The bladder needs to tell this guy what's going on. You know, so yeah, it is. It's very complicated and it's amazingly intricate system. And that for whatever reason, the needles that get inserted enable the communication to be enhanced.
Now I'm going to go on the side of fear for a moment because
sure.
I've never done this, so of course I look at pictures and go, okay, that sometimes freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you know how far to put the needles in, especially when I'm looking at people that have it in their heads?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, aren't you going to hit something that is going to be bad?
So I've had a bajillion years of anatomy and physiology. You have to have a lot of that practice. We practice on each other throughout school. I've got 3,000 plus hours of training. So yeah, I mean, you just trained. You know, a lot of precautions are taken, and a lot of contraindications are respected, and you just really got to know what you're doing and know where you're inserting things and know what lies beneath the skin, you know, so in terms of arteries, veins, nerves. But the great thing about it is the needles are only the width of a human hair. They're very, very thin. These are not hypodermic needles, very far from it. So you've had splinters more painful than these.
Okay.
Needles. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so there is a level of stimulation that happens when I insert the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And so for maybe a nanosecond, you'll be like, oh, but after that, it really calms down. And then usually people feel a sense of calm and relaxation and just really nice.
So when you say there's stimulation, since mm-hmm. you're comparing needles, most of us have had a shot at some mm-hmm. point, and that isn't very pleasant.
No.
But you're saying that this is lesser than that? Like,
oh,
you
yeah.
wouldn't feel pain. It's more of just a, I don't want to say a jolt, because, again, the terminology may
right.
be a little bit strong for that.
And see, everybody experiences it differently, and
okay.
everybody perceives words differently. So
yes.
if I'm
yes.
like, oh, it feels like this, then they're going to expect that that's what it feels like. And then when I insert the needle, they're like, oh, that feels nothing like how you described it.
But it's not as painful
no,
as a...
No, not at all.
As what we may think.
Right. Not
yeah.
at all. Gosh, yeah, things that involve sharp points are usually more painful, like bee stings or hypodermic needles. Those things are so painful. These needles, when inserted, you get a little bit of a sensation, like a warmth spreading or perhaps a little zing down your limb. Some people feel a little bit of cold. Like, everybody experiences it differently, but it is not painful. I say that, and I'm sure some of my patients are like, whatever. There are certainly times where there'll be a point that's a little more zingy than others, but again, it dissipates in a matter of seconds.
And everybody is an individual with their own situation, and I understand that, I'll ask this anyway. Mm-hmm. What's an average amount of time that people need to come to you if they choose to take advantage of your services, if they're coming for a particular issue? And that's a large question because everybody is different.
Yeah, so generally I try to get folks to come in once a week for 6 treatments so that we can assess whether or not, it's successful. There are definitely people where, acupuncture doesn't seem to work for them. That's okay. There are definitely people that come in and they're like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So it really depends on what the ailment is and how your body responds to the treatment. And we're talking, the whole person. So your brain's got to go along for the ride too. So skeptics, welcome. Come on in. You know what I mean? I've treated people who didn't believe that it was going to work at all. And they're like, whoa. And then I've treated people who were really, really hopeful. And it just, for whatever reason, didn't help. So I'm very honest about it. Like, if the treatment's going well, I say, great, I'd love to continue to see you for X amount of weeks. I really think we can nip this in the bud. Or if we've been going along and we're not seeing any progress, I may refer them to a colleague.
Absolutely.
Sometimes somebody else needs to step in, and that's okay.
And that's why we have a team of people.
Exactly. Healthcare team.
And you can be on that team. So that it's just something that we don't hear much about here in Butler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there are too many acupuncture offices around the area, are there?
No, I believe there's one other person, and she does acupuncture specifically, and she's also a massage therapist. Her name's Kelly Newkirk-Mara, and she's specifically an acupuncturist. And then there are other people who integrate acupuncture into their care, but they are not acupuncturists.
Oh, okay.
So a couple of MDs, and at the VA they have chiropractors who do the acupuncture up there.
But you are an acupuncturist.
Correct.
So
I'm a licensed acupuncturist and I'm a licensed massage therapist. So
now, Faye, I know we have 15 minutes with you left. I want to stay on the topic of acupuncture, but you do other things in your office,
yes.
Right? So help us understand what you do.
Sure. So the services that I offer are acupuncture, massage therapy, Qigong, which I'll explain, balance and core training, and I also offer a weekly community acupuncture clinic. So we're a nonprofit, and so that is one of the services I offer with that, as well as a sliding scale. And my prices are on our website. So if I may, I'll speak a little bit about the community acupuncture clinic, because it's
something
near and dear.
Yes, I'm interested in both the Qigong and the clinic. So let's start with the clinic.
Yeah, it's something very near and dear to my heart. When I was down in school in Florida, in Gainesville, Florida, I went to the Academy for Five Element Acupuncture, and they had a weekly community clinic, and it was free for veterans, and it was open to the whole public, and it was very affordable. It was like $5 suggested donation, and it was such a joy to work at this clinic. I got so much out of it. I learned so much, and I saw so many people get well, so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to totally do this whenever I open my business back up in Butler, and I've been doing it since October, I believe, and it's been going so well. And I mean, it's not like, it's not like hundreds of people or anything.
Sure.
It's like 5 to 10 people a week, but I just love it. It fills my heart with joy. It's so wonderful. And so we have got veterans coming in, and I really want to stress that it is free for veterans, because a lot of our veterans, our VAs really, overworked. They got a lot of things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can't get in for acupuncture there, I'd love for them to come down and try this out. And then, like I said, it's open to the whole public. So if somebody's really a little bit down on their luck and they need to not pay anything, fine. I'm okay with that too,
So this is, okay, so let me ask you, you say a weekly clinic, what day of the week is this?
It is Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m., so you can come in any time between 6 and 7.
Should we make an appointment? Because if you do have a rush of 10 people come in, that's a lot of people.
No, if you don't mind sitting there for a few minutes
while I
put needles in folks, So I it is kind of a protocol that is the same for everybody, unless somebody says, oh, I'm really having trouble with my shoulder. I'll put an extra point in for that.
Okay.
But I utilize the ear. It's called auricular acupuncture. And it was developed for addiction, but it really works for everything. So I've been using that, and then I use another protocol called Four Gates, and that's 2 points in the hand and 2 points in the feet. And that with all of those points together, people just kind of get an overall sense of wellness, and they sleep really well, and their body functions improve. And so it's nice. It's a cumulative. Acupuncture is a cumulative medicine. So you notice changes slowly over time after a few treatments.
And why is that?
Your body needs time to adapt.
Because it everything it seems that we do is so cumulative, and it takes time. And with acupuncture, you'd think, well, you got it and it's done. Why is that?
Well, it's interesting. You know, some people have really miraculous responses to it, and they do see a change immediately, like, you know, a couple hours afterwards, or even when they get off the table. And that's wonderful. But it's not like the norm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's simply because whenever you have a chronic problem, your body has developed this problem over a long period of time. Some people, I have a person that comes in, he's had the same problem for 30 years. I said, okay, well, I'm going to need a little bit of time.
It's not going to take 2 days.
Right, but he did notice, you know, after the second and third treatments, a change.
Good,
you know?
Okay.
So we're talking very small changes. I'm not saying there's not going to be any change for like 5 treatments. I'm saying you'll notice very small small changes after each treatment. And then hopefully after a few, you're like, oh, okay. I remember when I came in, I was feeling this way. And now I'm feeling this way. And I've noticed a change. I notice a difference, you know.
Yeah. So Faye Gibson is with us. Wellspring Community Acupuncture. He's at 318 East Jefferson Street. So if you want to go to the clinic, it is at that location, right? It's at your office. So that's Thursdays, 6 to 7. And this is when the public can come in for a greatly discounted amount. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then veterans are free. So that's the weekly clinic that if you're thinking about doing this, if you want to give it a shot, if you want to ask them about, you know, some problems you're having, it could lead into some additional visits and some wellness.
And I'd love to say our phone number, too, because it's wrong on the building. We're putting our new signs up this week.
So it helps, right?
Yeah, right? 724-498-6141. And you can find us. You can Google us. If you look up Wellspring Community Acupuncture, you can find us on Facebook. And you can find us on Yelp. So, and if you're already one of my patients, go ahead and review us on
there. Go, right? Yeah, get a good review on it. And when you, folks, if you're looking, it's not Well Springs. There's no S on, it's Well Spring. So it's just a singular. And so 724-498-6141, wellspringcommunityacupuncture.com. Now, I want to ask you about the Chai Gong. Is that what you said?
Qigong.
Yeah. What is that?
So it is breathing and rhythmic movement, basically to stretch. And it's a really low impact, calm exercise to help the body function better. And so it goes hand in hand with acupuncture. And it's, again, thousands of years old, just like acupuncture. And it's kind of the grandparent of Tai Chi, which many folks may have seen
or heard of,
right? Mm-hmm. And so there are studies that show that balance improves with Qigong and Tai Chi, body functions improve, and it's just a wonderful adjunct to care. Anybody of any age can do it. It's a little bit less rigorous than yoga. Yoga is a relative of Qigong as well.
Okay.
And other martial arts. So it's kind of like a base martial arts, but there's no hand-to-hand combat with it. I also use it as a warm-up for the balance and core training classes as well, because it does get a little sweat going, and you can do it. The cool thing is you can do it standing or seated. People can do it pre-op or post-op. It's wonderful, again, to help heal, get the qi flowing.
Yeah.
So the qi in Qigong is the life force, the stuff that makes you move, that we attend to in acupuncture. And the gong is like kung fu. It means work. So we're working on moving that life force through your body. So that's what the movements do.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, just because I think, again, it's fascinating what you do with acupuncture. But I think those kinds of exercises are fascinating, if you will, because we're so trained to think that we have to run a mile or, you know, walk on treadmills. And exercise is good. I don't want to say exercise is not good. But that's just a whole different realm of wellness
yeah.
that you're talking about.
Well, it's so cool because of all the hundreds and thousands of people I come into contact with, everyone exercises differently, you know, if they even exercise.
Yeah, if they do
so
it at
this
all.
Is a way to encourage people that aren't necessarily runners or, you know, really, you know, type A kind of exercisers. This is to kind of encourage people who may be a little more sedentary or have a chronic problem going on that doesn't allow them to move quickly or that often. So this is a way just to encourage people to kind of move. But like I said, it can be for young people as well. You know, I'm not super duper old, but I just really enjoy it. It's really my speed. It's just nice and slow, nice and easy, and I do get a little workout out of it. So it's totally different than a half an hour on the elliptical, but hey, that's okay. Yeah. I'm still moving.
Absolutely.
You know?
So, absolutely. Well, let me get back to the acupuncture for a moment. We only have a couple minutes left with you. If somebody is going to make an appointment, again, we can give the phone number and address and all of that out again, if you would, but how long of a wait is it? Only, I ask that because if I'm having a problem today, I've had enough of it, I just want to get this done and taken care of. I know multiple visits are probably in my future, but I just want to get to this. How long will I have to wait with my headache or my arm or my leg or whatever's bothering me?
You know, generally, if you call me on a day, you could get in as soon as a couple of days or the next week. You know, I'm not super duper busy. I anticipate having some more people coming because, again, we've just kind of I reopened and revamped the
just
place.
Just a lot of times when we call our PCPs, which we love PCPs.
Yes.
It can take
sometimes
three
it
or 4 weeks.
Usually the next – you can get in – in a few days.
Okay, And let's get your information.
Oh,
out
yes.
There again.
So again, you can schedule online at the website wellspringcommunityacupuncture.com, which is a cool new feature, 21st century stuff. Then you can schedule via email as well if that's your thing. wellspringcommunityacupuncture@gmail.com, and then of course you can just call on the phone 724-498-6141, and I welcome any of those ways if you'd like to schedule.
Yeah, I can't wait till you come back because we have so many more things to talk about.
Oh my gosh,
about,
we barely.
I know. Scratch the surface. But let me ask you this too, because you're talking about other things aside from acupuncture. I wanted to ask you, do you do the cupping thing? I remember Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer. You know, that kind of got introduced to a lot of people whenever we saw him last in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you asked about that. I mean, we could do a whole show on cupping.
Yes, I do cupping.
I've used it on several people, and it's very helpful. It's great for not only, like, muscle pain and soreness and things like that, but the common cold. I just used it on a patient the other day for a cold, and her symptoms were alleviated by the next day. So.
Okay, we're all lining up.
Yeah, right. Come on in!
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I want to say it's not just for complicated situations. It could be just, you know, common cold and flus. It just helps your body, you know, ramp up the healing.
Yeah, we will have to talk about that. Yeah. But I wanted to see if you did it only because we hear things like that and we don't think, oh, I don't know where – it's not here in Butler. Mm-hmm. You know, and it is.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of these things that we hear that – are nationally known that are right here in Butler.
Yeah,
so a lot of different things, too, and you do some other things. We'll talk about it as you keep coming back and visiting with us and talking about Wellspring Community Acupuncture. And so let me ask you this. I know everybody's different, but what generally do people say? What's the testimonials that you get? What's the response that you get from people who do decide to do acupuncture?
It's generally positive. You know, they're like, boy, I've had this problem for so long, I didn't think I was going to get rid of it, and I've had some acupuncture, and boy, I'm feeling better, you know. So generally, just a sense of well-being, you know, person's health improved, and the pain is alleviated. I know that's, like, the biggest thing for folks when they come in. They usually come in with pain, and they want to get rid of it, and so that's the big thing.
I want to ask you your final thoughts, only about 2 minutes left with you, but talk to the person right now who thinks it's kind of neat, like me, you know. I think it's neat when you talk about it, but I'm still too afraid to go do it.
Oh.
You know, it's still mystified, as we've said off the air before, and it just makes me nervous. So talk to that person right now as we get your final thoughts.
Well, you know, when a person comes in and they're a little bit nervous, I really just try to put their mind at ease. I try to answer all of their questions, build rapport, and just, you know, help the person feel more comfortable about it. Sometimes I'll even needle myself so that they can see that it's not a big deal. Maybe I'll just say, hey, how about I just put one point in, see how you respond, you know, that kind of a thing. That's why I encourage people, if they're a little curious, to come to the community clinic. That way they can have one or two needles without, then you don't have to have a whole bunch. And if you respond well to that, you're like, oh, okay, nope, no big deal. And when you're sitting in a room of other people who have had it before, they make you feel a little bit more comfortable too, because a lot of my folks are repeat. They keep coming in, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you're fine. You know, like they just kind of help you to put your mind at ease, basically.
Yeah. And you give a lot of education, so people are able to ask you questions, and you supply them with the information, so you don't keep it a secret.
Right. There's no secrets.
That's great. Okay, so again, it's the Wellness Community Acupuncture. The business is downtown Butler, 318 East Jefferson Street. It's wellspringcommunityacupuncture.com. You can Google it, and it'll come up for you. The phone number is 724-498-6141. And before we leave, I just want to plug it one more time, that weekly clinic, because I think that's so important. It is a great way to be introduced to it if you would like. It's Thursdays from 6 to 7, only 1 hour, but it's the clinic that the public, are welcome to go to, and it's very minimal in the way of a fee to be able to participate in that. For veterans, that clinic is free. So, Faye, thank you so much for coming by. We're going to look forward to talking to you again here in a short while.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. So it's Wellspring Community Acupuncture. Faye Gibson will take care of us. Well, folks, thank you very much for joining us for this segment of Let's Talk. Again, if you would like to hear this segment in its entirety online, it is the podcast of the day. So it's WISR680.com. Go to the program area. You pick Let's Talk and look for Wellspring Community Acupuncture. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Tracy Morgan.
The information and opinions shared on this program are solely those of our guests and do not necessarily represent those of WISR, the Butler County Radio Network, or its staff and employees.
Consistency is a key ingredient to the success of any radio advertising campaign. Whether you're a traditional retailer, doctor, lawyer, or